This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, February 18th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. DPR's 1-3-D error could tighten regulation. Delta Tunnel gets permit and EU bashes reciprocal tariffs. More 1-3-D spikes could influence regulations. CDFA has discovered sampling errors in the Department of Pesticide Regulations ambient air monitoring program. Correcting the data in a follow-up analysis, DPR identified three more spikes in 1-3-D concentrations in 2018 and 2022 that exceeded the safe threshold. DPR enacted stricter mitigation requirements for the fumigant in 2022 that based on previous spikes. The department is in the process of approving another, more stringent regulation for protecting workers. According to DPR, the errors do not impact the scientific analysis that informed the regulations. Yet the department is reevaluating its approach to the proposed regulation as it considers public comments. Delta Tunnel gains key permit. The Newsom administration has secured an incidental take permit for the Delta Conveyance Project. Gaining the green light for its environmental plan pushes the Department of Water Resources past a critical hurdle in developing the project. During the construction phase, DWR plans to minimize impacts to endangered species by setting up fences, educating workers, and limiting operations during breeding and migration periods. With 17 of its member agencies investing in the project, the state water contractors applauded the Department of Fish and Wildlife's decision to grant the permit. General Manager Jennifer Pierre pointed out that delaying the project further would lead to $1 million in additional cost per day. Worse, it would extend the risk of major disruption to the state's central water supply from earthquakes and sea level rise. But Restore the Delta, a staunch opponent of the tunnel, disputed the project as a climate-resilient solution and called it a costly boondoggle. The environmental group has pushed forward a conspiracy theory that Governor Gavin Newsom has struck a backroom deal with President Donald Trump to pump the Delta dry. Trump administration to release avian flu plan. The Trump administration is preparing a plan for combating avian flu that will move away from depopulating entire infected flocks and rely instead on biosecurity and medication to contain outbreaks, according to President Donald Trump's top economic advisor. Kevin Hassert, director of the National Economic Council, said on CBS Face the Nation Sunday that he has been working on the plan with Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins and, quote, all the best people in government, including academies around the country and around the world. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. EU condemns U.S. reciprocal tariff plan, mulls food import curbs. The European Union says the Trump administration's reciprocal tariff proposal is unjustified and has vowed to respond, quote, firmly and immediately to any new duties. Trump last week directed his administration to study reciprocal tariffs that would raise duties on imports from countries with tariff rates higher than those in the U.S. In a statement published on Friday, the European Commission, the EU's governing body, said such a move would be a step in the wrong direction. The EU will react firmly and immediately against unjustified barriers to free and fair trade, including when tariffs are used to challenge legal and non-discriminatory policies, the statement reads. Now take note, the Financial Times reported on Saturday that the EU is weighing banning imports of food and ag products that have been treated by pesticides banned domestically. A 2019 study from the Center for Biological Diversity finds that the U.S. allows some 72 pesticides that are banned or being phased out in the EU. Some member states have previously called for import restrictions that more closely match domestic pesticide limits, but the Commission has demurred over concerns that such a move would violate World Trade Organization rules. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. Maha and Doge come to USDA. The impact of Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency on USDA may be coming into focus at the agency. Fresh after her swearing in as USDA Secretary, Brooke Rollins told reporters she welcomed Doge into the department. She said it would be beneficial to have Doe's analyzing SNAP and other USDA nutrition programs to ensure their success, particularly given the significant growth in SNAP participation. Are we really giving people a hand up, or is it instead a handout? Rollins asked of SNAP. She also said she wants HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s input on the program. Rollins said she looks forward to working with Kennedy to determine if SNAP is offering, quote, the healthiest choices, and echoed comments from those in the Make America Healthy space questioning whether taxpayer money should be used on sodas and unhealthy foods. By the way, on her first full day at USDA Friday, Rollins also sent a letter to states and local governments encouraging them to participate in pilot programs to reform SNAP. She laid out her vision for federal nutrition programs, including tighter work requirements and, quote, improving federal dietary policy to align with science, not politics. You can read about the mass firing striking USDA at AgriPulse.com. Here's today's final word. California needs to address the problem instead of just treating symptoms. That GOP Assembly member Dave Tagapa of Fresno, disparaging Insurance Commissioner Ricardo Lara's approval of a $1 billion bailout for the California Fair Plan. The decision allows insurance companies to pass a portion of the cost for the LA wildfires on to consumers. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, February 18th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.